Bonneville, there were 40 prospective players vying to make the cut for the Bonneville Jr. A Pontiac's 2022-23 roster who competed in the annual Milton Romanchuk Cup at the R.J. Lalonde Arena on August 28. The players in the intra-squad game were selected from roughly 70 players who participated in the Pontiac's main camp, all with hopes of being selected to don the Yaks logo on their jerseys this year. The Sunday night game between the white and black Pontiac's teams started off evenly matched, but as the third period carried on, the white team began pulling ahead, resulting in a 6-9 final score. Each team had a nearly even number of Pontiac's veterans and new players to make the match as fair as possible, explained Associate General Manager Neil Langridge. It's the first time that fans get to see the future Pontiacs and some of the current team members playing together, he said. I think the crowd and everybody here got a pretty good show. Some of the veterans came back this year and they looked very good. Several of the returning players competed exceptionally well during the main camp's final matchup. Pontiac veterans Matteo Giampa had 3 goals and 1 assist, Cole Hipkin had 4 assists, while Noah Heinrich had 3 assists, noted Langridge, pointing out what he saw as some of the most notable plays from Sunday's game. A young prospective player, Casey Russell, also scored a behind-the-net, Michigan goal, and Bonneville prospect Brent Hoshofsky managed to rack up 2 goals and 1 assist. Langridge says taking in the Milton Romanchuk game is always an exciting time of the year because new recruits show their determination, which is encouraging to see. It's a good young group and it's looking to be an exciting start to the year, he said. Only a maximum of 2 16-year-olds of the roughly 10 who played in the intra-squad game can be included on the regular season roster, as per Alberta Junior Hockey League, AJHL, rules. A year of changes. The upcoming year will be a season filled with change for all players, including those who are returning. At the beginning of June, the Pontiacs organization announced the hiring of new head coach Brad Flynn. A new assistant coach has also been hired to help guide the team forward. Connor Catterett from Stouffville, Ont, will take over the role from former assistant coach Derek Hemsley, who spent 1 season with the organization. This year is obviously a little bit different as far as the operational staff and coaching staff, but it doesn't worry me because I know our veterans, they know what we expect, what it means to be a Bonneville Pontiac and continue that great culture, said Langridge. Not wanting to make any predictions for the upcoming season, Langridge said, we have got 2 very qualified, skilled coaches and we are going to have 25 really skilled hockey players. So, we'll see if that makes for a match made in heaven or not. With the arrival of new coaches, Langridge hopes it will spark a little extra fire under the skates of returning players. I think it's good because they're not coming in like business as usual. They have a whole new coach to impress and will have to show him what they can do, he remarked. Regional manager Milton Romanchuk has been a long-standing junior, a Pontiacs fan and volunteer for more than 30 years. To honor his commitment to the sport of hockey and the organization, the Milton Romanchuk Cup was created. The 65-year-old still holds the title of Pontiac's regional manager. Milty has been a huge staple of our community for many, many years and it was great to see him, and I hope to see him back next year for his game again, said Langridge. Before Romanchuk's Alzheimer diagnosis, he would usually attend games in full tie and suit attire and stand next to the Pontiac's bench with his clipboard, keeping score and yelling at players when he felt they needed to do better, Shauna Langer told Lakeland Today. Langer spent 25 years as Romanchuk's support worker and recalls many times when he would head off on the road with the local junior a team. I think there were probably a few times when Milty had too much fun with those boys, but he loved it, she laughed. Romanchuk now lives at Extendicare Bonneville and always welcomes visitors, adds Langer. Upcoming exhibition games. The Pontiacs will play their first exhibition game on August 31 against the Battleford's North Stars at the Flying Dust First Nations Arena, SASC. The SJHL team will then be hosted by the Yaks at the R.J. Lalonde Arena on September 1. Puck drop is at 7 p.m.